Louis didn't understand this, but he nodded goodbye to Mr. Lucas and swam off toward the island in the center of the lake. There he stepped ashore, straightened his things, preened his feathers, and rested. He was not sure he was going to like his new job. He was not sure he liked Mr. Lucas. But he needed money badly, and when you need money, you are willing to put up with difficulties and uncertainties. One good thing about the whole business was the zoo itself. It seemed like an extremely nice place in spite of what he had heard about having your wing clipped. Louis had no intention of having your wing clipped. "I'll sock anybody who tries that on me," he said to himself. He was pleased to see so many other water birds. There were many kinds of ducks and geese. In the distance he saw three trumpeter swans. They were old residents of the lake. Their names were Curiosity, Felicity, and Apathy. Louis decided he would wait a day or two before making their acquaintance. Bird Lake has a fence around it. When the night came for him to start work, Louis polished his trumpet, put on all his things, flew over the fence, and landed at the north entrance. He was there promptly at 9. The taxicab was there waiting, just as Mr. Lucas had promised. Louis got in and was driven away to his new job.